HBR's Wayne Yoshioka has been tracking a number of bills trying to rein in scofflaws who are building structures in defiance of stop work orders. So what's the latest, Wayne?
Good morning, Catherine. Well, yesterday, the Honolulu City Council Committee on Zoning and Housing advanced Bill 60, which would make violating a City Department of Planning and Permitting stop work order a misdemeanor offense. It would be subject to a fine of up to $2,000 for up to a year, or up to a year imprisonment, or both if convicted. Now, that bill will be up for a final council vote October 3rd. And there are a lot of bills dealing with monster homes and illegal vacation rentals, and there are some before the Honolulu Planning Commission, and they're set to review a few of the bills that are asking for land use ordinance changes. One would be to limit the number of bedrooms and wet bars for single-family dwellings. And, you know, DPP also wants to limit the size of a home based on the size of the property or lot. But those bills have all blanks in terms of number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, and, you know, the floor-to-air ratio and all that stuff.
Right. It's the FAR, right?
The FAR.
Floor-to-area ratio.
Yeah. So all those things are blank, but they're up for the Planning Commission. And as you know, the Planning Commission rejected the bill Wednesday to regulate short-term rentals in residential areas, namely bed and breakfasts and temporary vacation units. So Council Member Kimberly Pine, who chairs the Zoning and Housing Committee, you know, says it's a 50-50 issue. Half of Oahu residents are in favor of allowing vacation rentals because they're making some income, and the other half are against. So she says we need to be strong, we need to be tough, and the city council needs to pass something.
Is it your feeling that something will pass muster here?
They're going to have to really contend with, like Kimberly Pine said, half against, half for. I mean, is there a happy medium? That's going to be really tricky because you've got people who are making money and people who have paid, you know, $1.2 million for a home, and they don't want vacation rentals in their residential area, and they don't need the money, and so it's a really contentious community issue.
I think a lot of folks believe that enforcement is really the crux of the problem.
That is, and that would solve the taxation problem, that would solve the permitting problem, that would be the solve the construction problems. And I think Kimberly Pine is also trying to push the those monster homes into mixed use residential commercial areas or apartment zoned areas, so they would build five-story walk-ups, but then they would have to get variances from the Americans with Disabilities Act to not have elevators,
right.
and have the ground floor handicap accessible. So those are a lot of things in the works, all before the Planning Commission, and they've got a say in, I guess, all those things.
Right, and the bottom line, though, is that we are in a housing crunch, and while folks might think, well, hey, they're generating rental units, the question is, well, what are those units being used for, right?
Correct. And the secret to affordable housing is to glut the whole market with enough rental units where the rent is equal to a mortgage, and then you have a person who can either rent or buy at the same price. But we have such a shortage, and we are going to continue to have a shortage because our land use laws have to go through the county and have to go through the state, and we have only 5% of the land available throughout the state for residential and commercial use. So there's always going to be a scarcity as far as the way it's set up right now.
Right, so kind of a combination of a number of things at play. Complex issue, and the concern is, okay, will we come up with something that can help rein these things in or not?
Right, and you know, housing, as the saying goes, if you don't solve it for yourself, you won't be living in Hawaii long, and that means to buy, not rent, at the current environment that we're living in.
Right, and what are the what's the average price of a home now?
$810,000 for a home and $450,000 for a condominium, and it's going up. It's gone up 4% already.
Big sigh. All right, thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Appreciate you monitoring all these bills at Honolulu Hale. Wayne Yoshioka, a political reporter for Hawaii Public Radio.